Hey gang, Larry Bailey here with an important update. So hopefully you're paying attention to all these announcements. 24.1.0.5 is dropping tomorrow night, the 16th of May, and it's really important. It's a lot going on here. So if you're not the kind of company that is up to automatically apply updates, totally get it, but you're going to want to check this one out. And here are some of the salient points of why you want to do that. First of all, obviously you're going to need to update your SDK if you're still running that. New columns added. Gang, if you're not on enhanced conditions, you're missing out. Like, absolutely true FOMO. You've got the latest status getting updated now to conditions tab. You've got also date and time. Conditions were updated, which is great for SLAs. You've also got some new columns for added on, added by, and latest status date. So, so in order to get the status time date, it's the latest status time date is now displayed instead of latest status date. So that's getting updated. If you want to have this other one, if you want to add that back to the status date, you have to add it back in the custom. So check that out part there. Here is some cool stuff. So it was a lock field being for the subject loan unpaid principal balance amount. That's in case you need to have that in there for your servicing because you're not really using interim servicing properly, or you're buying a loan in and selling it off, or something happened and you don't want to make all those entries. You can just lock down the UPB unpaid principal balance and take care of that. So that's pretty cool that got added. There's also some updates on the Freddie Mac additional data input form. Check them out. There's stuff changing around for Freddie. And by the way, for those that are not running dual AUS, remember with Encompass Web Settings, you can configure to automatically run AUS. So like earlier, someone else had posted in the mortgage community that they automate LPA because their users tend to forget it. So if they don't see an LPA run, they automatically run it for the file. And so there's a description on here. Enhancements to enhance conditions. That's kind of cute. So now you've got open conditions now listed for the section when adding. You're going to want to check these release notes out. And I'll put a link as a reminder. I'll put a link in the post for where the release notes can be found. It's a public directory, so you can get to it. You don't need a special login. And if you're not using enhanced conditions, I get it, but you need to get on track to get enhanced conditions. You just need to. Not only for the automation, it's just there's no more development going in from ICE on standard conditions, like none. So earlier today, in one of our classes in Mastering Encompass as an Admin, we were going through the conversation about how with TPO Connect, it's not behaving properly with standard conditions. And so they... they reached back out to ICE from a case they had open from 2000 before, 2000, a long time ago. And ICE said basically, sorry it's happening, but move to enhanced conditions because this problem that you're describing, we solved for it in enhanced conditions, and we're not going to put any more effort into standard conditions because they're just not being worked on. So move to enhanced conditions. You also have conditions displaying after adding conditions from template. So you have additional UI changes. The big news, come on, this is exciting stuff. Auto retrieve feature, it's available May 18th. Auto retrieve, I'm gonna say it one more time. Auto retrieve. You're gonna have some third parties that are not gonna be happy about this because, you know, they built plugins for this stuff. Well, guess what? You don't need third party plugins anymore. I've been saying this for a while. And, you know, I'm part of a company that actually develops third-party plugins, but I've seen that writing on the wall for a while. And that's why I focus on services and workflow and teaching, because I think that's where the future is. Read all this, gang. There is functionality for desktop. There's enhanced functionality for web version, obviously. Auto-retrieve. I'm going to say this, read this. So when a new file, such as a document uploaded by a borrower or a receipt of fax / scanned documents from borrower, the file can now be automatically retrieved by Encompass and added to the loans E folder. Previously, LOs were required to manually do this, obviously. So you might be thinking, I use like SimpleNexus or I use Blend or whatever, and when we go into a file, it retrieves. Yeah, but that's not automatically retrieving, brah. Automatic retrieving means when the bar does it, automatically goes in there. That's what we're talking about. And so you have to enable it. This screenshot is going to be really, really small. They did not do this justice on here. But there's a new section within the within Compass settings, e-disclosure packages. I spend like an entire lesson on this thing. There's going to be a new section for auto-retrieve. And so you have to answer these questions if you want to use this. On top of which, it goes into that first of all, if you make any changes to this, it won't go into effect for about 60 minutes. Prerequisite, to access auto-retrieve, you must be using new document viewer. And they're kind of sniping here, introduced in Encompass 20.2. So, like, a while ago, 4 years ago, to be precise. So if you're not on the new doc viewer, you need to get on the new doc viewer. How do you know if you're not on the new doc viewer? A couple of ways. The first way you'll know is you'll look at the actual E folder. So you see this little icon of a mountain and a sun? That's the old doc viewer. If you go into a file, and I'm just going to go into any one of these guys here, and I'm going to click a file. So I've opened up, see how this kind of goes in attaching document, and then it loads up. One of the things you're not seeing is background attaching, because that's just too much to show all on one screen here. But the idea is if you see this mountain and sun, shout out to Lodestar, by the way. If you see that mountain and sun, that's the old doc viewer. If you have old doc viewer, you're not going to be able to use this guy, which is a shame. It's a shame. So what does a new doc viewer look like? I'll show you that. And with the new doc viewer, what happens is you get this different kind of UI here, and you get this little spinner dude, and again, automatically converts for you. So at the end of the day, things are a little bit different, but everything's very familiar. At least it should be very familiar to you. So that's all there, and that's what new doc viewer is all about. So if you don't have new doc viewer, you can't even think about auto retrieval. So get on the new doc viewer. That's a ticket to ICE, and they'll set you up. Some good news also for those that really were upset about the date column being removed from your e-folder, rightfully so, and you went out there and created all kinds of own personal document views in your e-folder, you don't need those anymore, unless you want them. So anyway, the idea is that's been fixed, so now you have the date field back. Date in the loan banner now is refreshing as expected, and for there, so basically the API was kind of offline, so that's been fixed. And you got a new field being set to blank, no longer needs to be locked or confirmed twice to lock a loan. That's cool. Update to address fee variance. And then V3 APIs, again, no longer having this date issue. So grab the PDF, check it out. If you have any questions, let me know. But auto retrieval, it's real. I'm telling you right now, Encompass Web is just continuing to move forward and continuing to show why I feel good about saying that Encompass Web is the place to be. I know this is going to take a lot of change. My event horizon on this thing is probably 2 to 3 years for most companies to move over 100%. Maybe it's 1 to 2 years, but you know, I'm pretty sure that 2 years is going to be the average, truthfully, because there's a lot to move over. There's a lot to rebuild. If you ever need any help, you can reach out to me, Larry Bailey, over at Austin Tech Inc. You can hit me up. You can use Larry at atihelps.com. It's an easy one to remember. See you guys. See you next one. Bye-bye.